When severe storms hit, you need to find a safe place. An interior room with no windows is your best bet. But as we've seen with tornadoes and hurricanes, you can still be vulnerable. One such tornado near Centralia wiped out an entire trailer park.
I believe that trailer park, they were supposed to go downtown to a post office or something like that for shelter.
This event got Don Guyman and his wife Betty thinking.
I was talking to her and asked her what she thought about building a concrete building that people get into, and she said, oh, you mean like a safe shed? So that's where the name came from. But
knowing that a lot of trailers have a shed out back for storage gave Guyman the idea that is now Safe Sheds Incorporated. He designed a dual-purpose shed that could be used to store belongings and offer protection during storms. So what makes these sheds safe during storms?
We pour the base. It's 6 inches thick, and everything from the base up is one pour monolithic, so there's no seams in it. There's rebar every 12 inches minimum in both directions. The walls and the ceiling are 4 inches thick, and then there's a support beam down through the center that gives additional support in the event a tree or something falls on it.
All that concrete offers protection from up to 250-mile-an-hour winds and weighs over 12 tons. One family in Arkansas knows firsthand how the safe shed holds up during an EF4 tornado. Not only did their house get leveled, but the tornado also picked up a full-size truck, slamming it against the shed.
I think this is where a wheel hit, and then the truck folded over the top up here and then went off to the side.
Seven people with two pets were inside at the time, and completely unharmed. And
surprisingly, there are no cracks or anything in the shed after having gone through it. It was about a 200-mile-an-hour wind.
Plant manager Rex Barbie says the safe sheds have an advantage over the in-ground shelters. They only have a 6-inch step versus a stairway down in the ground.
That means it takes very little time to get a family member who has mobility issues into the shelter and be able to get the door shut, get the safety bar in place, and be able to ride the storm out.
The safe sheds have also been purchased for commercial use for storing network servers and computer systems, as well as military bases.
Yeah, we've got 700 and some down at Fort Leonard Wood and around 200 out at Fort Sill, Lawton, Oklahoma.
Safe sheds can usually be installed in about 2 to 3 weeks from ordering. For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.